When saxophonist Oliver Lake began appearing on record in the early 70s, he seemed to align himself with the jazz avant-garde. But since then, Lake's shown he's one musician who won't be easily pigeonholed. His new record for the Grammavision label, called Other Side, is a case in point. He kicks off the album with a funky down-home blues. The more angular aspects of Oliver Lake's style, as a writer and as an improviser, have their roots in the last recordings of alto saxophonist Eric Dolphy, who died in 1964. On Lake's new album, that angular strain is apparent in the pithy melody of his composition, Stand. The spunky quintet who play on half of Lake's album, Other Side, includes pianist Jerry Allen, guitarist Anthony Peterson, bassist Fred Hopkins, and drummer Andrew Cyril. Taken together, the four pieces they play are rather self-consciously eclectic, but to my ears, only one of them fails to come off, a gospel-style hymn. But the other side of Other Side is the real cause for celebration. Two performances by a 19-piece band Lake assembled for a concert last spring. On this excerpt from Lake's composition dedicated to Dolphy, saxes butt heads over a swinging rhythm section. Altoist Greg Osby is the comedian who quotes from Rhapsody in Blue. Oliver Lake's big band also includes saxophonists Marty Ehrlich and John Stubblefield, trumpeters Stanton Davis and Bikita Carroll, pianist Michelle Rosewoman, and Oliver's son Gene Lake on drums. Younger jazz musicians don't get many chances to work in big bands these days, and you can hear that lack of experience in the way they play. During the heyday of the big bands 50 years ago, it wasn't unusual to hear four or five saxophone players phrasing as one. You won't hear that kind of precision on this big band record. But if today's young musicians are better soloists than ensemble players, Lake has the good sense to address their strengths. He concludes the other big band piece here, Weave Song 2, with a teasing episode that exploits and pokes fun at the band's looseness. One of the things I particularly like about Oliver Lake's writing for large ensemble is that he builds on the work of the greatest of modern big band leaders, Sun Ra, who has more professed admirers than he does actual disciples. In a way, Oliver Lake and Sun Ra are spiritual kin. Both are thoughtful traditionalists who some folks mistake for fire-breathing radicals.